You see how everything in the entire world ultimately centers on Jesus? For all people. Not just one part of the world. Not just for one ethnicity. Not just for one class. Not just for one socioeconomic group. All people. Everything ultimately centers on Jesus. When he talks about here, the one descending from heaven, the Son of Man, the one who he gave in the incarnation, the one who is lifted up on the cross, Jesus is fulfilling the very first gospel promise in Genesis 3:15 that there will be a seed born of woman who will come and crush the head of the serpent. He's fulfilling the promise to Abraham, who was chosen out of the world and told he would be the father of many nations, people from every tribe, tongue, and nation. He's fulfilling the promise to David in 2 Samuel 7 of a kingdom that knows no end. Everything centers on Jesus. All of the Bible and all human history, and your life does as well. To reject Jesus is not walking away from a theory. It's not walking away from a philosophy. It's not walking away from an idea. It's not walking away from a plan. It is walking away from sovereign flesh and blood love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. A bloody cross declares the love of God. Walking away from this love is not abstract. It is as real as God taking on human flesh and his blood splattering on the ground. Your hope is not in sentimentality. Just think nice thoughts. It's not in your performance, what you can do and offer to God. No, to walk away from the love of God is to say, I don't need a Savior. His cross was meaningless and pointless. I do not need God as my Father. I do not need your love, and I don't want to be in your family. That's not sentimental. That's real. And if we refuse to put our faith in Christ, that's what we're doing. But to believe, to believe is to walk toward and to know the intense, self-sacrificial love of God in Jesus Christ. It's to walk toward eternal love. To believe, to put your faith, to abandon all hope of saving yourself and put your faith only in Jesus Christ is to actually know the God who spoke the worlds into existence as your Father. It's to actually live with Jesus as your elder brother. It's to experience the eternal love of God for the Son that He has as equal for all those who are in the Son. It's to live with the Holy Spirit of God as your companion and your comforter on a daily basis. God is the greatest lover. So loved is the greatest intensity. The world is the greatest need. That he gave is the greatest act. His only Son is the greatest gift. That whoever believes in him is the greatest simplicity. Shall not perish is the greatest promise, but have eternal life is the greatest and most glorious possession. And there is no third way. There is no neutrality. There are those who believe, and there are those who do not believe. There are those who are not condemned, and there are those who are condemned already. And all of it centers on Jesus.